Freedom Celebration is rolling again in a very big way. Good God Almighty! Freedom Celebration, July 1st at Balloon Fiesta Park. Celebrate the freedom that is a gift of God.
If you want to fix a society, they need truth. You need to infuse it with truth and expose ourselves to the truth of the Word of God.
Shoot a shot.
Freedom Celebration.
I'm coming in.
What a lineup. Sarah Reeves, Andy Mineo, and Crowder. Freedom Celebration. Bring the whole family. At 4:30 p.m., the Kids Zone opens. At 6, the team from the Nitro Circus takes to the air by BMX, board, and dirt bikes. Then, the main event. A liberating message from Skip Heitzig.
And Jesus said in John chapter 8, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you what? Free.
Then a massive fireworks show to light up our celebration of freedom. Bring your blankets and chairs. Backpacks will be checked. Freedom Celebration. And the cost? It's free. Like salvation, Jesus paid it all. Presented by Calvary Church. FreedomABQ.com.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Does Jesus' command to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you seem impossible to you? Well, our natural tendency is to love our friends and hate our enemies. But Jesus calls us to a higher standard, a standard he used when he chose to love unworthy sinners like us. The Bible says God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God commands you to love like he loves, impartially and sacrificially. While that may seem impossible, God never requires you to do anything he hasn't already enabled you to do. Allow God's Spirit to govern your thoughts and actions and produce love in you even for your enemies. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
I'm Kelly, your teacher's assistant for Bible School of the Air, heard Saturdays from noon to 4 on KLYT. The expository teaching of Skip Heitzig, Chuck Smith, and Chuck Misler make up our core curriculum. Scott Richards' A Reason for Hope rounds out our tuition-free sessions each Saturday with Q&A that effectively supplements our other courses. Get ready to take notes. Attend Bible School of the Air from noon to 4, Saturdays on KLYT.
Oh, I can't believe I hit you. My parents are going to be so upset.
Hey, it's all right. Accidents happen. Let's just exchange our information.
Okay, well, here's my last report card. You can see I got mostly A's. Oh, there was that C in algebra. Did you need anything else?
Yeah, I do need to see your insurance card.
Nope. Good grades won't help you when you have a fender bender, and good works won't help you when you stand before God. No one deserves heaven, says Billy Graham, because we're all sinners. Jesus is our only hope.
If I was saved by my own goodness, I'd get up to heaven and walk around and say, look what I did to get here. Christ came and died on the cross and shed his blood to provide for me a holiness that I do not naturally have.
You can receive that holiness when you ask Jesus to forgive your sins and be the Lord of your life. Discover more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman and want to make sure that you know you have an invite to one of the biggest events that's going to happen this year. Really, one of the bigger events happening in Albuquerque this year. At Balloon Fiesta Park, and it's not in October. It's July 1st, Saturday, July 1st, starting at 4:30 that afternoon. Celebrate our freedom in Christ. And the activities that afternoon are going to include food trucks. See, I put that right up front, food trucks, a kids zone, which is, you know, right up pretty close to the front. Extreme sports demo with riders from Nitro Circus. Not sure if they're starting right at 4:30. They may start a little bit later than that. But at about 6:30, music takes the stage with Calvary Worship. Sarah Reeves, who was just here this weekend with Eric Metaxas. So those who attended services at Calvary, you already got a taste of some of Sarah's music and what you may be hearing on July 1st. Really looking forward to that. Obviously, probably a little more than what we heard over this past weekend. Andy Mineo will be performing. And here's the headliner. Well, no, it's not. It's not even the headliner. Crowder takes the stage. A lot of great music. Here's the headliner. Skip Heitzig delivering the message about the the good news about Jesus. John, how many Freedom Celebrations have you been to?
Man, quite a few. A few. I mean, haven't done the last couple of years, but yeah.
If you're not sure, you say two.
Was that okay? Two.
Too few to to stop going.
Exactly.
Because
right.
I need to see another one and hear another great message from Pastor Skip. That was a dad joke, by the way. and you should know, now, in spite of it being a big event, you know, there's other events held at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Correct.
You know, in parts of the year. This one's free, 50 free. I'll use that joke over and over again.
Thanks, like Dad.
Like a dad does. you know, most people going to an event like this, you want to, you know, I don't know if you bring water or sunscreen or you bring it in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's recommended. Get one of those clear bags.
Right.
Because they will be checking bags when people come into the park for everyone's safety. And it'll expedite getting people into the park.
Correct.
So a clear bag is recommended, but they're going to be checking bags. Here's another good part. Free parking at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Yeah, now that.
That.
That rings right up the parting of the Red Sea.
Right? You know? So it's going to be quite an event, and you're invited. Tell everyone.
But bring somebody.
Bring someone. Yep, stealing that again from Nate Heitzig. Love that. Freedomabq.com is where to get the details on the event. And again, if you missed, it's at Balloon Fiesta Park. We said it a few times. Saturday, July 1st, starting at 4:30. Free event. All that great music and activity. A lot of family fun. So looking forward to having everyone out there for that. We welcome. Now, I just started talking and said John.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a regular listener, you know John Chitwood. He's been a sponsor of Christian radio in New Mexico for decades. We appreciate all he does to further the kingdom, and not just here on the radio. I won't go there. You know, I won't go there this time.
Okay.
Because we have other stuff to talk about. And listen, as John and I get into this conversation, the phone line's available to you and the text. Okay. Because we may hit a hot button that people, I want to talk about that. Okay. 505-338-5790 or 505-585-5483. That's the text is 505-585-LIVE. Now, here's kind of where I wanted to go. Because, John, you're a business owner. You own Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho. And, you know, there's been, you know, it's gone on longer probably than it seems, just because so many things are making headlines now. But so many businesses, and we'll talk about the spiritual side as well, but just from a business sense, so many businesses that are just making some poor decisions about, you know, who they're trying to reach out to. I'll say it. I've heard other outlets say that the conservative people use the saying "go woke, go broke," and some of it's being reported. It sure seems that some companies are losing billions because of decisions they've made. But John, as a business owner, I mean, what do you purpose to do that might be very different from what we're seeing in headlines?
Well, understand, you know. No one goes into business to go broke.
Right.
Okay. Let's just be flat out honest. No one goes into business to not make money. That's just the way it is. I mean, someone will say that, you know, it's like, look, I didn't go into business, you know, to go broke, you know, to pay for this, you know, and that is the truth. Okay. But at the same time, you know, you look at the morals and the ethics that somebody upholds in business, okay?
Whether it's a corporation or an individual business owner.
Exactly right. You know, I mean, it's kind of like this. When I sat around a big table one time and, you know, it was actually at my house, you know, and there was a couple of pastors and, you know, leaders and some other people, Christian men, and they started talking politics, which was one of the worst things you could ever really do.
I don't know if I would agree with that.
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, you know, what I'm talking about is like, you know, all of a sudden you got these guys with differing opinions.
Yeah, okay.
And they're talking about the president and this and that, blah, blah. And this has been years back, okay? And I'm talking like, you know, 10 plus years. And they're going, can you believe the decisions that this president's making? Can you believe the decisions that such and such is making, yada, yada, on and on and on, you know, in our government, you know, whether governor or whatever it may be. And I just kept quiet, you know, I'm just listening to them. Uh-huh. And so finally they kind of stopped because, I mean, they started going around the tables, you know, back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me and goes, well, what do you think? I said, let me ask you a question. I said, what did you expect?
Right. Right.
You know, I said, what did you expect? I said, if you have a leader who doesn't follow Jesus,
right? Okay.
What did you expect them to do? What kind of decisions did you expect them to make?
And not that we're here to judge someone's salvation.
I understand that.
But often, whether it's a leader like that or other people, often I'll have people come to me and say something about whatever.
Right, right.
And it's like, why do we marvel when the unredeemed act unredeemed?
Well, see, that's what I'm getting at, you know? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you've got, you know, okay, Bud Light and these other places, you know, they go, you know, they went, mm-hmm. you know, to, you know, that all big thing of mm-hmm. whoever the person was they put right. up on there right. and, you know, kind of blew up in their face, whatever. But what did you expect? You see what I'm saying? I mean, did you not expect one of these guys to finally just break free and say, we're going?
Yeah.
You know, and then the next one and on and on and on.
I want to tell you one of the I don't know if it's a struggle that a couple struggles mm-hmm. in these issues that I've dealt with. You know, I find myself saying, hey, you know, if you got a product, a good one, and the actual product doesn't necessarily have an agenda,
right?
But you know, it's a bottle of juice, you right? know. Then sell. You know, just make a play. You know, promote your thing. To tell me I can come get a bottle of juice there.
Right.
And I don't want to hear about, you know, these other things where clearly your business has an agenda mm-hmm. Wanting to pacify any particular group.
Right.
Sometimes including a Christian group.
No. And I totally agree.
And that's where I was like, when I started to say, just sell your juice, I was like, well, but I know, and John, with you, you clearly have an agenda when you talk about what you do,
right?
And you've created essentially vignettes that are on the air that talk about how fixing cars can be used to talk about the gospel.
It's related to that. I mean, and because right. that's my mind and my thinking,
right?
You know, and again, you're right. Churches do the same thing. If a church is motivated.
Oh, we have an agenda.
Of course. But if a church is motivated by finance,
uh-huh.
okay, you will find that church that'll gravitate towards, you know, the culture and what the culture's doing.
By the way, if you've got thoughts on this, we'd love to have you part of the conversation at 505-338-5790. What are you choosing to do? You know, I had friends who said, I'm not shopping there anymore. I'm not,
I understand
you know,
that.
In the boycott. And listen, if that's, you know, if that's the kind of conviction, you better stick to it. The conviction you have.
Well, and I understand that, you know, but at the same time, you know, if money is the ultimate, and I'm talking the ultimate motivator, and again, every business goes into business to make money, but if money becomes, you know, Skip has said this so many times, it's not bad to have money as long as money don't have you.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, when you got money being a root of all kinds of evil, you know, what do we expect someone to do? You know?
Yeah. So before we go to a break, I do want to say this because we kind of touched on the, you know, well, why do we marvel when an unredeemed
Correct.
World, we live in a fallen world.
Correct.
Why are we so, act so surprised
when it happens?
Yeah. Now the other part is righteous indignation. I understand people wanting to protect. I have kids,
right,
and wanting to protect our kids. Years ago, the songwriters, actually the songwriters given credit for this are Ben Vaughn and Peter Case, but they wrote this song, and I'm not going to sing it, John.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to play it. I'm just going to read some of this. This was the title cut from Petra's album, Not of This World. And a lot of people may have heard of Petra. Maybe you've never listened to it, but listen to this. We are pilgrims in a strange land. We're so far from our homeland, with each passing day, it seems so clear this world will never want us here. We're not welcome in this world of wrong. We are foreigners who don't belong. We're strangers. We're aliens. We're not of this world. And I think it's important that we have that perspective. Remember,
correct,
this isn't our home. And it's real easy when you see headlines like we've seen recently, mm-hmm, to, you know, Jesus, come. And I've said this more than once on the air because I have that feeling.
Right.
This isn't my home.
Correct.
Come, Jesus. We're ready. Come.
Right.
However, there's work to be done. Let me press on because they touch on it. The next verse says, we are envoys.
Mm-hmm.
We must tarry with this message we must carry. There's so much to do before we leave, with so many more who may believe. Our mission here can never fail, and the gates of hell will not prevail. There's work to be done, John.
Correct.
And it's real easy to be known what we're against. I'm guilty of it as much as anybody else.
Then to be what, let everybody know what we're for.
That's right.
Exactly. And I totally agree with you. And Steve, I'm with you on the sentiment and the heart of I'm kind of done, you know, please Jesus come.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. And yet I've told you this before. And yet my, I tell God this, I tell Jesus all the time. I thank you that by your grace and mercy, you're holding back that others, my loved ones, who I want in the kingdom, and it's a grace,
right,
and a mercy,
right,
that Jesus tarries.
And you know, that is the biggest message I think I got when Skip Heitzig taught through Revelation.
Yeah.
I just remember the first time I heard him teach through it, I was like, this is a book of grace.
Yes, very much well so.
He would tarry, and he's... Mm-hmm. It is his will that none would perish.
Exactly right.
And that all would have eternal life.
Correct.
Not everyone will.
No. I mean, and I said this many, many times. I said, you know, you can actually break the world down into three groups of people. You've got the atheist non-believer, completely non-believer, right? You've got the believer, and you have the follower of Jesus. And two of those groups are going to hell. Because James tells us, he says, the demons believe. He says, you know, you say you believe? Well, the demons believe, and they tremble. You know, we need to be followers of Jesus.
Right.
And as Paul said, imitators of Christ.
And if you are a believer, is it a believe that means cling to, trust, and rely on for your eternal,
right,
salvation.
Right.
Like a life vest.
You know, something I've also brought up. I said, you know, Eric Lamb here at the church, Pastor Eric Lamb, is a ninth degree grandmaster in karate, okay? He has certain moves and certain things that he does. If you, Steve, started taking lessons from Eric, okay, he starts training you, and after years and years and years of you know, being under his tutelage, and you start calling him, you know, Eric's my master, my karate master. And I go, really? Show me. And you would do certain moves and just do certain things that only Eric does. Okay. Are you with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can say, yep, you are truly a follower of Eric.
Right.
So if Jesus is your true master and you follow him, should there not be fruit in your life that says, I follow Jesus?
Well, we know that.
No, see, I'm saying, well, we say we know it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, it's interesting, you know, in businesses, we're talking about businesses, you know, wanting, what are they really, what's their motivation? I think about it, you know, it's like what they put their trust in, you know, Is it the dollar?
Right.
Or is it God Almighty?
Right.
You know?
Well, as far as the struggles we're all having over
Of course.
Get on your knees, pray, seek his wisdom. And actually, if you have comment, we'll still take it. 505-338-5790. We're going to take a quick break and back with more with John Chewood right after this message.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect in studio with John Chitwood and actually a listener calling in. And who's on the air with us? Who's this?
This is Ethan.
Hey, Ethan, thanks for calling in. What was your comment?
Well, it's interesting that you guys are talking about the go woke, go broke scenario. And I don't know, it was maybe when BLM took their place within, you know, the kneeling incident in the NFL, and then everybody went nuts in the media, as far as the sports media, over all of these cultural things that really ruined pro sports for me.
Yeah.
I don't watch any NHL, NBA, NFL, any of that.
Yeah,
I
and I know I know it did for a lot of people. You know, the other thing, and I think it's important that, as Christians, people in general, you mentioned BLM, you know, everyone appreciates the sentiment. It was, it was the philosophy behind the organization, that people had issues with, but go ahead. I cut you off.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. The clarification is necessary. I think definitely all lives matter and we're all sinners. I'm not perfect. I've got nothing going on but Christ, and it's only he I want to represent.
Yeah.
So just for the longest time, it was, you know, I'll watch the Lakers or I'll watch, you know, my Green Bay do their thing. And now I just don't care because I went to those things to escape the culture, to get away from the office politics, et cetera, and to have something common with my fellow man to sort of chit chat onto a conversation with Christ.
Right.
Right. Or a relationship conversation, because I'm much more interested in mentoring and, you know, consulting with guys to bring them onto a better living in the Lord sort of thing. So just annoying.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Well, we appreciate your thoughts. And actually, I want to ask you to hold on. I'm going to have you get with our engineer. We're going to make sure we'll get some information so we can let you know how to pick up a KLYT office. What do I call it? An office kit. Yeah, there we go. Pretty cool. But and I'm sorry, was it Ethan or Nathan?
Ethan.
Ethan, like the Ezraite. Psalm 89, buddy.
All right, Ethan. Thanks. Listen, I will tell you this from the entire staff at KLYT. So glad you called in, and so, you know, we do really hope the content, whether on ABQ Connect or what you listen to throughout the day, is a blessing to you. And
huge.
Well, we thank you for listening, and hope to hear from you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Will do.
All right. So, John, let's put a bow on this.
Sure, sure.
As a business owner and as a consumer, how would you encourage people to walk through, you know, and it's, like I said, it's not new, but it's, man, every day there's another business, another something happening.
Right. Did you happen to hear Eric Metaxas' message? Okay. I'll be blunt. Okay. And again, you know, I just said this to someone. Eric Metaxas, and I've told you this, is not my favorite person to hear speak.
Okay.
Wow. What a message he brought.
Okay, you put you put your prejudice aside.
Well, it's not really prejudice. He's just not my favorite. I mean, there's speakers that, you know, I'm like, you know, whatever. But I'm telling you, I could not stop.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I was
really
glued.
Really appreciated what he had to say.
And I think that is what we need to do. We need to stand up.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, stand up for exactly what you believe and don't flinch.
And let me paraphrase my pastor. Skip said a few weeks ago, and I really appreciate, I mean, all of the message, but I remember him saying, you know, they, out there
right.
are very clear with their message and exactly agenda right. and are not ashamed to
they
let
are
everyone.
Very bold.
Yes. And it's time for us to do the same. Now, that being said, in love,
right.
You don't need to be loud, obnoxious, mean, nasty to be right.
Right.
But don't apologize for what we believe in.
Right. Well, and again, you know, again, let's, you know, I'll quote Skip again, you know,
blessed. He's quotable.
Exactly. You know, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, right? Not the obnoxious.
Right.
And there is a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a difference, you know. Yeah. They may take it as being obnoxious, but at the same time, you still must stand up for what you believe. When it comes time, and you will know when it comes time.
Well, and here's probably the simple answer, Christian, in these issues we're having, get on your knees, pray, and ask for his wisdom.
Exactly right.
Because this isn't home, and we're navigating through a place that isn't friendly to us.
No, we are not.
But we should be love.
We are not of this world.
Thanks, John Chitwood.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. Tomorrow's ABQ Connect in the 1 o'clock hour. We hope you'll take some time to join us for the broadcast. And we'll see you again tomorrow, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.